Chapter 8. How to Tame a Shrew. Grumio arrived first at Petruchio's house to warn the other servants to prepare for the arrival of their master and mistress. Curtis, another servant, came out to greet him.
I am freezing cold, Curtis, and have had a terrible journey. Quick, light a fire,
complained Grumio. Are my master and his wife coming? Asked Curtis.
Yes, so hurry up and light a fire, or else I'll complain about you to our new mistress when she arrives,
replied Grumio, irritated. He asked Curtis if everything was ready for their master's arrival.
Where's the cook? Is supper ready? Is the house tidy? Are the servants all dressed in their best clothes?
Everything is ready, Grumio, replied Curtis reassuringly. But now, tell me all about your journey.
It was terrible,
Grumio began.
Our lady's horse fell in a very muddy place, and she fell under it, and her wedding dress got covered in mud. Our master left her there with the horse on top of her and beat me because her horse had stumbled. Then she waded through the dirt and pulled him off me. He was swearing, she was praying, and so many other awful things happened that I don't even want to remember them.
Hush, said Curtis, laughing. I can hear our master coming. Petruchio burst in then, shouting,
Where are those damned rogues? Why was no one at the door to help me dismount or take my horse? Where are Nathaniel, Gregory and Philip?
We're here, sir.
Here, sir.
Here, sir.
Here, sir.
Here,
replied the three servants all together.
Here, sir. Here, sir.
Mimicked Petruchio, making fun of them.
Look at you, you blockheads. You stupid ragtag rabble. Have you no respect for your master, no sense of duty? Where is that idiot? I sent ahead to make sure everything was ready. Grumio, why didn't the servants come out to meet me as I ordered?
They weren't dressed, sir. They weren't fit to be seen,
replied Grumio.
They still aren't fit to be seen. Now go and fetch my supper at once,
cried his master,
or there will be trouble.
Then, turning to Katharina, he said sweetly,
Please sit down, Kate, and be welcome in your new home. Be happy.
Then, turning back to the servants, he shouted at them to take his boots off.
Stop! Not like that, you idiots! You're pulling my foot the wrong way!
Then he kicked the servant hard and said,
Make sure you pull the other one better, or you'll be in trouble.
Turning to Katharina, he smiled like an angel and said,
Be merry, my pretty Kate.
Katharina was tired out with all her husband's strange behaviour, and she was very hungry from their long journey. Finally, supper was served. Although the meat was perfectly well cooked, Petruchio began to shout again.
This meat is burnt! Burnt, I say! Where is the cook? How dare you serve me with this rubbish? You know I hate burnt meat.
And he threw the food on the floor. Katharina, who was rather quiet, now said,
I beg you, husband, do not be so angry. The meat was good.
I am telling you, Kate, it was burnt and dry. You know that burnt meat is particularly bad for one's temper. And as we both have such bad tempers already, it's better that we don't eat any of it. We will fast this evening,
replied Petruchio firmly. And getting up, he told Katharina to follow him to the bedchamber. The servants were in a state of shock.
Peter, have you ever seen anything like that before in your life?
Exclaimed Nathaniel.
No,
replied Peter.
But I'm sure our master's strange behaviour means something. I think he's trying to beat his contrary, bad-tempered wife at her own game.
Petruchio, meanwhile, had left Katharina alone in the bedroom and gone for a walk. While he was walking, he was talking to himself thoughtfully.
I will tame her like a wild falcon. She is hungry now, but I will not let her eat until she gives in and submits to my will, and I will not let her sleep either. I will find something wrong with the bed. I'll throw the pillows, the sheets and the blankets onto the floor and all around the room. I'll complain all night, so she gets no sleep at all, and I'll pretend I am doing it all for her. I'll break her mad, headstrong character. Just see if I don't. I know how to tame a shrew.
Happy with his plan, Petruchio went back to the house to find his reluctant bride.